We'll know whether Paul's pick is right by late Sunday. That's when the fans will fly home, the stadium grass will grow back, and this sound will ring in our ears, mercifully only as a memory. The vuvuzela was heard at every World Cup match in South Africa. Thousands of them in unison were annoying and dangerous to the ears. But there were pleasing sounds at the World Cup. Malian musician Vieux Farka Touré played at the opening ceremony at the Orlando Stadium in Johannesburg. His father was Ali Farka Touré, and he'd have been proud. Vieux Farka Touré had an audience of perhaps a billion people around the globe. Vieux Farka Touré told us that that concert was a big break for him. Any artist would be excited to be invited to play that show, he said, especially now because times are tough in the music business. He said, I'm really pleased to be a part of it. Now, 1 month after that performance, Vieux Farka Touré is coming to the U.S. for a 3-week tour. He'll be promoting his new live album. Vieux says that music is everything in life. The wind can be music. When you speak or walk, it's music. He says if you ever cut music out of our lives, it would be like turning off electricity all over the world. We just couldn't continue. That's Vieux Farka Touré from his new album. It's called Live. Come on over to theworld.org to see if Vieux Farka Touré is coming to a city near you.